what I hear is an absolute obsession, and the obsession is London is the best place. Let's all head towards London, and that obsession with getting people to go to London assumes something. The assumption is everybody is the same, and every single person is the same, and you as a citizen, as a global citizen, is the same as the next person, and what you want to do is hunker towards the big city. And the real reality is there's a bunch of people who don't want to go towards the city. And actually what new technology absolutely fundamentally allows is anybody to work anywhere. And people carry on obsessing about this. Where is this great skill shortage? There is no shortage of developers anywhere in the world. Okay, what there is an absolute shortage of people who want to work 9 till 5 and commute to a London office. There is a worldwide shortage of very boring people who want to go to an office every single day. So, you know, it's kind of like, it's not about what people are studying. It's not certain some of the policies. It's about an obsession of trying to get everybody to go to one place. Start looking at how to think differently. And when you start thinking differently, you're going to scale differently. And then it's not about London. It's about UK PLC, which is a much more interesting thing because people can work anywhere.
I just wanted to jump in. I think Tony makes a really interesting point. But I also wouldn't discount the value of what happens when you bring people physically together and the creativity that happens no matter what your field is. And, you know, we spend a lot of time thinking about designing workplaces to allow people to even just randomly bump into each other because of the sort of opportunities that creates, the serendipitous moments, and that's really important. So not that mobile working isn't important too, but I think we shouldn't discount how we bring people together. I also think that on this question, we know that there is a digital skills gap, but I think in terms of scaling up, I mean, I'm sure many of you will know Sherry Kutu, who did a really interesting report called Around Scale-Ups, and I thought the interesting thing on talent in that report is it's less about technical skills, what's stopping the UK from scaling up, but business skills, people you can bring into a fast-growing company who know what it's like to be at a business that's growing 20% year-on-year in terms of turnover or hiring, and can help deal with the legal questions that raises, the HR questions that raises, the finance questions that raises, and manage a business that's growing at that rate. And we really need to encourage, I think, more people in more traditional industries who have that business experience to think about startups and the digital world and the creative world as a place where they can bring that talent to something different and dynamic that will really help UK PLC.
I think to Tony's point, I mean, I think what we really need is both. We have to have a strong heart to the country. Obviously, I'm a Scot, so I think it's really important that we look after the regions as well. And in fact, Creative Skillset has lots and lots of regional partnership managers who make sure that the regions are properly looked after. But I do actually think that the interventions that we're beginning to see government doing, for example, Pinewood Wales, things like that, they are really beginning to create some real value. But at the end of the day, it all has to come back to the centre. And London is the hub for these spokes around the country, very, very important, and a lot of which gives London its power. But we have to do both.